So, Jeremy, though, should those young people be able to get an apprenticeship, if not a job, a path to a job? Companies in some states that have a shortage of skilled workers are looking to young people to fill the gap by bringing Germany's century-old apprenticeship program to the U.S. German-style apprenticeships let young people sidestep college and college debt while they learn a trade. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
There are so many jobs in Germany you can learn as an apprentice, it's easy to find people who've done it.
So I can give you my German name, Sophie Stepke, and my English name is Sophie Stepke.
We'll go with Stepke. At 16, Stepke could have stayed in her high school near Berlin, then gone on to university instead.
I went for an apprenticeship as a professional land surveyor. So for 3 years, I worked with an employer, I went to school.
And within weeks, she was splitting her time between the classroom and fieldwork. It cost her nothing. In fact, the company paid Stepke a salary during the apprenticeship and offered her a full-time job at the end. Right now, German companies that have set up shop in the U.S. don't have the apprentice programs they rely on in Germany. The system started way back with the medieval guilds and adapted over time to modern industry's needs. So now they're trying to import it to states like Michigan. Today, Michigan's first set of German-style apprentices gather around a miniature automated assembly line. They're trying to fix it. Instructor Gary Wisniewski is talking Ray Lamar Wiggins through a point of confusion.
So you want us to, like, restart the thing again?
Yes.
And don't even pay attention to that one, just focus on one?
And when these finish their cycles, then you're going to have a common table movement that affects them all.
This lab is at Henry Ford Community College, appropriately enough. Henry Ford himself used to take on promising 14-year-olds as apprentices to make sure he had the skilled labor he needed. These apprentices are training to be mechatronics technicians. It's a job manufacturers are having a lot of trouble filling. The apprentices will split their time between the lab and the workplace at one of 11 German auto suppliers that operate in Michigan. At the end, they'll be experts at managing automated assembly lines and, presumably, will get that full-time job offer.
When all that's done, now you're going to have the turntable come in.
Okay.
It's going to take 2 or 3 sheets to do it.
I'm going to need like 8 pieces of paper.
Yeah. Back to the drawing board.
These students won't have a Bachelor of Science from a 4-year college when they're done. They'll have something that employers might value more. Amy Sell is with Michigan's Economic Development Agency, which helped to start this experiment. She says the apprentices get a certificate that even a manufacturer in Germany will accept.
You know, their career options, no matter where they go, are going to be outstanding. Plus, zero debt.
Plus $800 a month while they learn the trade. But it could be uphill work to get American industries to set aside their competitiveness the way German companies do and agree on a single curriculum for apprentices. And there's a stigma here that you don't have in Germany.
There's always been the perception that apprenticeship is a lesser choice, not an equal choice to a 4-year university.
That's Karen Morgan, who's director of apprenticeship standards in Wisconsin, where German emigre businessmen nearly 100 years ago set up apprentice programs similar to what they had in the old world. Morgan says, finally,
we're starting to dispel that myth.
Morgan thinks it's about time. She says nearly 70% of the job growth in the U.S. in the next 20 years will be in fields that don't require a 4-year college degree. So remember Sophie Stepke, our German land surveyor? Well, she liked that job, but later on, she did go to college. And now she's in America. She's in charge of the Michigan Apprentice Program for German auto supplier ZF.
I think it works more like a domino effect. So the German companies are mainly involved at this program right now. But in the future, when other companies will see the success of that program, they will also come in.
And it looks like that's already happening, in a little way at least. Michigan plans to add at least one other apprentice program in the fall in information technology. And this time, it's a group of American companies banding together to make it happen. For Here and Now, I'm Tracy Samuelton.